As Halloween approaches, the excitement of children is evident across Canada. Our focus over the past 2 years has not been placed on costumes and masks, and we spent a long time discussing the benefits and drawbacks of a very different kind of face covering. On Monday, Canadian kids will return to their usual routine, knocking on the doors of their neighbors to seek candy. In 2019, research company and Glacier Media looked at the perceptions of Canadians on an idea that, at the time, was getting significant attention in the United States. Observing Halloween on a weekday can create problems for people of all ages. Employees are late to work recovering from parties, and children are overstimulated with a combination of adrenaline and glucose that is not customary on other school nights. When we ask this year, support for change is growing. Across the country, 44% of Canadians agree with moving Halloween to the last Saturday of October, instead of observing it every year on the same date, October 31st. At this point, the idea of a Saturday Halloween becoming a permanent feature of Canadian life is not universally endorsed. Support is highest in Ontario, 48%, and Atlantic Canada, 47%, followed by British Columbia, 44%, Alberta, 43%, Quebec, 42%, and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 33%. The notion of observing Halloween on the last Saturday of October is up 4 points since 2019, while opposition to this modification is down 4 points. While there is no clear consensus about what to do as far as the date, negative connotations related to specific costumes have grown markedly over the past 3 years. We again asked Canadians to ponder the suitability of specific costumes that could be worn by children or adults on Halloween. Many schools have stringent rules to avoid anything that can be deemed culturally insensitive, but office parties lack the same level of attention to what people can wear. Some costumes are clearly undesirable, regardless of the age of the prospective wearer. 3 in 5 Canadians think a costume that represents an ethnic stereotype is inappropriate for kids, 60%, up 3 points, and adults, also 60%, up 1 point. Majorities feel the same way about costumes that change the color of the wearer's skin, whether it is a kid, 57%, up 6 points, or an adult, 60%, up 7 points. We see a majority of Canadians of European descent, 52%, expressing dismay at the possibility of a child's Halloween costume that features ethnic stereotypes. This view is shared by larger proportions of Canadians whose ancestries are East Asian, 63%, South Asian, 65%, and Indigenous, 68%. The idea of carrying toy or replica weapons on Halloween is also off-putting, with half of Canadians eschewing such a costume for children, 51%, up 4 points, and adults, 50%, up 1 point. Two other types of costumes are not as controversial. Wearing a costume that refers to a culture that is not the child's own is perceived negatively by 43% of Canadians, up 5 points. If an adult does this, the perception of inappropriateness rises to 50%, up 6 points. While costumes that represent a social stereotype, such as a jailbird or a vagabond, are the least contentious, we still identify a sizable number of detractors. About 2 in 5 Canadians would consider this an inappropriate course of action for a child, 40%, up 7 points, and for an adult, 41%, up 5 points. Finally, we reviewed the feelings of Canadians towards the food and beverage offerings of the season. Pumpkin pie is a nationwide favorite, with 66% of Canadians saying they like it. Albertans are the most enthusiastic, 78%. While Quebecers are at the other end of the spectrum, 55%. Pumpkin spice flavored beverages did not fare as well, with 44% of Canadians enjoying them and 47% disliking them. There is a deep generational divide, with most Canadians aged 18 to 34 welcoming the existence of these concoctions, 53%. Candy corn, a staple of trick or treat bags for more than a century, is also divisive. Almost half of Canadians dislike it, 48%, while more than 2 in 5, 42%, enjoy it. Men, 45%, are more likely to like candy corn than women, 37%. Our survey shows that there is a bit of momentum for switching Halloween to Saturdays, even if the group that advocates for this change does not represent a majority of Canadians. The country has become less accepting of costumes that could be deemed offensive. And children, if you are reading this, Dad is coming for your candy corn. Mom probably won't care. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from October 22 to October 24, 2022, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.